This is JIS News. Coming up, Bank of Jamaica projects continued economic growth. Tax Administration Jamaica steps up e-filing sensitization campaign and irrigation areas designated in Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The details after this message.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. ECA is your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire.
ECA.
But you need to travel.
ECA.
Don't change your plan.
ECA.
We will lend a hand.
ECA. If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
Now the news. The Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, is projecting continued growth for the economy. The economy grew by just under 1% in the September quarter, following six consecutive quarters of contraction. BOJ Governor Brian Winter says similar growth in the range of 0 to 1% is expected for the December quarter. He was speaking at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing Tuesday.
Growth in real GDP is projected to continue at the same pace that we observed in the September quarter, supported by the forecast for continued strengthening in global economic growth. In addition, we expect that the continued implementation of the policies set out under the Extended Fund Facility.
Mr. Winter says the projected growth is expected to be driven largely by the agriculture, forestry and fishing, mining and quarrying, hotels and restaurants, and construction and installation sectors. Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is stepping up its sensitization campaign ahead of the phased introduction of mandatory e-filing. Mandatory e-filing will come into effect March 1, 2014 for certain categories of taxpayers. Senior Client Relationship Manager, Corporate Services at the TAJ, Gerard Edmond, says the sensitization program began last month and is expected to continue into next year.
If it is that persons are not online as yet, I strongly urge and recommend that don't wait until March 1 to get your things sorted out. It's a very simple process, and there are inherent benefits to be derived from utilizing the system now. On-site registration is available if needed, so you can always call up customer care, make that request. Or if you have a client relationship manager, you can always contact your client relationship manager for that one-on-one type of assistance.
Mr. Edmond was addressing a Jamaica Exporters Association breakfast forum at its headquarters in St. Andrew on Tuesday. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark is advising farmers not to take the law into their own hands by killing individuals caught committing predial larceny. He says rather than meting out jungle justice, farmers should rely on the police to deal with suspected cases, adding that predial larceny prevention strategies have been developed for all police divisions.
That is not something that we really want to see happen. We do not want to descend into anarchy in this country. We want to find ways and means where justice can be meted out to those who commit those crimes.
Minister Clark further points out that the police also carry out regular stop and search of vehicles transporting agricultural produce to identify and address breaches of the Predial Larceny Act. The agriculture minister was speaking at an anti-predial larceny workshop in Kingston on Tuesday. And farmers in St. Elizabeth and Manchester are expected to see greater levels of crop production and productivity following the designation of irrigation areas in those parishes. The designated areas are Pedro Plains, Beacon, Little Park in St. Elizabeth, and New Forest, Duff House in Manchester. Government Senator Norman Grant says the move is in keeping with the Ministry of Agriculture's continued thrust to increase production in the sector.
The initiatives are very strategic, and one of the critical areas is to look on how we can get a number of irrigation schemes going in order to provide our farmers across Jamaica with irrigation water so that we can increase our production and our productivity.
Senator Grant was making his contribution to a resolution in the Senate which paved the way for the designation of irrigation areas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.